Good morning, everybody, and it is morning. It's Monday morning. That's the moon back there, right there. Looks like the sun. Don't be deceived. It's the moon. Martin Zender here on Rumble today. As you know, I got kicked off YouTube for a week for being a bad boy. A year and a half ago, they went retro on me. So I'm going to make some short videos this week, put them on Rumble. It's not going to be part of the MZTV catalog. There's going to be random thoughts here and words for you. Remind you that the conference is this weekend. I'm going to see you in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm really looking forward to that. Being bipolar is great. I hate it. That's kind of funny. I'm not bipolar, but I heard that quote. Being bipolar is great. I hate it. Anyway, many people think that God is bipolar. They look at the God of the Old Testament and the God of the New, and they think they're dealing with two gods or a single God with a dual personality. I mean, to some people, this deity oscillates like an electric fan. I mean, first he blows on Israel, giving them the law and acting all mean about it. Like, why can't you do this? Here's a law. Let's go. Do it. Next thing you know, he pivots on his divine swivel and he blows on the nations. And he gives them grace, and he acts all friendly, as though these pagan Greek idolaters are so much his friends that he doesn't even make them do anything, not even sacrifice a turtle dove or gnash their teeth even a little bit. Wouldn't that make Israel mad? They had to do everything and do it with the right attitude and with the right form of repentance. And here's these nations. You don't have to do anything, God tells the nations, and I love you with an excessive love, and I give you excessive grace. So it seems like that this crazy God can't make up his mind. Is he blown about by every wind of his own teaching? That's the question. Well, Paul says no. He says God is one. I'm going to quote this passage from you. I love this. Romans 3:29-30. For we are reckoning a human to be justified by faith apart from works of law. And Paul says, or is he the God of the Jews only? Is he not of the nations also? See, this is that oscillation thing I was telling you about. Yes, of the nations also, if so be that God is one. Romans 3:29. If so be that God is one, and he is one, who will be justifying the circumcision out of faith and the uncircumcision through faith. I'm not here to explain that verse right now. It's a little complex. But what I want to tell you right now is that the God of the Hebrew Scriptures is the same as the God of the Greek Scriptures. He just does different things at different times. Let's get to that. God is one, Paul says. All right, this is good to know. Definitely. More than that, it's critical teaching. God had to tell us this, that he's one. He told us this through Paul. He had to do that for our peace of mind. Otherwise, we think he was crazy. It's necessary information for us to trust him. Because it seems like we have two capital G gods here, or one God with two capital G personalities. If we thought that, and some people do, some people cannot make the God of the Old Testament, so-called God of the Old Testament, agree with the God of the New Testament. One's mean and ornery and brings people a bunch of laws. The other one's nice and gracious and looks the other way and tells you how wonderful you are, even though you're an idolater. So it would agitate you if you thought that you were dealing with two different gods. And some people, they cannot put their finger on it that they say we're dealing with two different gods. People actually say that. There's a teaching. I don't know what it's called. I think it's called a stupid teaching, that there's two different gods, one of the Old Testament, one of the New. But it's not. It's not. But you think it is because God does different things at different times. Well, there you go. God does different things at different times. That's the key. Listen to this verse from John 1, verse 17. For the law through Moses was given. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. I love this. This is so simple. You can't even call it a concept. It's not a concept. This is a truth. Law came through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Let me give you a little analogy. On Monday, the mailman delivers your electric bill. On Tuesday, he delivers your winning $1 million sweepstakes check. On Wednesday, he delivers your sweater that you ordered from J. Crew. Is it the same guy, the same postman? Yeah, it's the same mail dude or mail lady. He or she just brings different things at different times. It's not a different person. Yes, the post person might be wearing different socks on a different day, maybe a different hat. Maybe they're wearing the jungle hat one day and a billed cap the next day. Doesn't matter. It never stops being the same post person. My question is, would you ever accuse the post person of being schizophrenia, of being schizophrenic, of having schizophrenia? Having schizophrenia, being schizophrenic? Like, I don't understand you. One day you bring me my electric bill, next day you bring me my $1 million lottery check. The next day you bring me my sweater. I don't understand you. You're bipolar, you're schizophrenic. No, of course not. Different things at different times. Same way. Keep your sanity here. God meant law. When God dispensed law, he meant it to instruct humanity as to the sinfulness of sin and the inability of flesh to please him. For this, he sent Moses. I'm going to send Moses. Moses is going to be my law guy, just to teach people that I am a righteous God and no one can perform in the flesh in order to please me. Now, when that lesson was finished, it's time to teach a new lesson meant to reveal the deeper recesses of God's heart. And this new lesson has to do with, guess what? Yeah, has to do with grace. A grace that could never be fully appreciated unless it was contrasted with law. Moses brought the law. What a simple verse, John 1:17. Moses brought the law. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. God employs different messengers, same God, but he sends different messengers for different lessons at different times. Let me repeat that. It's very important, actually. God employs different messengers for different lessons at different times. It's that simple. But he never stops being God. It's not that he's changing. Well, God changes, but this is the argument. Martin Center, you're telling me God changes, but the scripture says God never changes. He's not changing. He doesn't change. He just says, now it's time. It's time now to send the law through Moses. Now it's time to send grace through Jesus Christ. That was his plan all along. He's just revealing it in time, in real time for us. He didn't change. He planned to do that from the very beginning. How is that changing? He doesn't change. He changes his delivery. He changes his messengers. He changes his socks. He changes his underwear. But he doesn't change. He doesn't change. You see the difference, I hope. So I'll close this way. God employs different messengers for different lessons at different times. But he never stops being God. He never stops being one. God is one. Romans 3. Love that verse. His character never changes. Remember that. His character never changes. So I'm going to be bringing you some short videos this week on Rumble because I want to keep coming to you. You need to keep hearing the truth. You need to keep being taught these great lessons in the scripture, and I need to keep doing it for my own well-being, and this is my call. And so I hope to see many of you this weekend in, where is it? Nebraska. Thank you.